In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some time ago, I started my sermon with a question that I would like to ask you again. Are you humble? Looks like. So it is not common to encounter people who truly embody humility. But when we do, we can't help but admire and respect them. Booker T. Washington, the famous educator and president of Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, demonstrated this kind of humility shortly after taking office. One day, while he was walking through an affluent neighborhood, he was approached by a wealthy resident who, not recognizing him, asked if he might be willing to earn some money by cutting wood. And because he was not busy and he had some time, with no pressing obligation, Professor Washington agreed, cut the wood, and carried it to her fireplace. The woman later found out who this man was because a girl recognized him and let her know. So, feeling very embarrassed, she went to his office to apologize. Mr. Washington graciously replied, "It's perfectly all right, madam. Occasionally, I enjoy a little manual labor. Besides, it's always a delight to do something for a friend." Moved by his humility, the woman later influenced her wealthy friends to donate thousands of dollars to Tuskegee Institute. That simple act of service opened doors far beyond what anyone could have imagined. Today's gospel gives us reasons to be servants in our community, our workplace, and our neighborhoods. Where God has placed us. But before we enter to that, let's see a little context of Jesus' words. In three verses that we didn't read today, verses 32 to 34, Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. He tells them that he will be arrested, mocked, and killed by the religious leaders, but that he will be raised again after 3 days. This was a shocking statement for them to listen. Jesus has just told his followers he is going to die. And right after this, in verses 35 through 37, James and John approach him with a bold request. "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Appoint us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." No doubt here that they were seeking positions of honor, recognition, and power. Just as many of us sometimes seek status, preference, or approval. Jesus responds, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" Interesting. In the New Testament, the word cup often symbolizes life, suffering, or death. The two brothers quickly say, "We are able." But Jesus tells them that such places of honor are not his to grant. Then when the other disciples, the ten, heard this, they began to be angry with James and John, perhaps because they too wanted special positions. And it's in that moment that Jesus gives his teaching on servanthood. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Here, Jesus reframes greatness. It is not about status, but about service. Serving others still stands out in society. It makes people take notice when you live differently, when you choose humility over self-promotion. So I'm going to give you three reasons we are called to serve. Number one, serving fosters unity. It changes the focus from ourselves to others, bringing humility and strengthening relationships. Serving is true greatness. Serving is true greatness. The world measures greatness by titles and accomplishments. Jesus measures it by helping others. My brother and my sister, use your skills to build up or to continue to build up your workplace, your church, our church, and your neighborhoods. Number two. Serving builds relationships. It opens doors for teamwork and strengthens community bonds. Look for practical opportunities. Checking in on a neighbor, mentoring a younger colleague, or supporting someone in need. Serving reminds us of our need for one another. As 1 Peter chapter 4 says, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. So simple acts like baking, gardening, writing a note, sending a card, walk a neighbor's dog, or offering a smile can communicate God's love. Number three, serving others models Jesus' life. As Albert Schweitzer said, example is not the best way of teaching. It is the only way. People are watching how we live. Also, Richard Foster said, choosing to serve means we still control when and how we serve. By choosing to be a servant means giving up that control. My siblings in Christ, true servanthood becomes part of who we are, not just something we do when convenient. Also, Francis of Assisi put it in this way: preach the gospel at all times, if necessary, use words. Jesus is present in the lonely child, the isolated widow, the struggling couple, the marginalized human being, the segregated one, those who are suffering for any reason. And remember, when we help and encourage others, we are serving Him. You may never fully know how much your humble acts of service impact those around you until you take that first step and serve with grace and love. Everyone can achieve greatness by serving. Jesus, our Savior, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Let us follow His example and live as servants for God's glory. Let's lead like Jesus. May humility be the fragrance, the smell we carry into the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your word today. Strip away our pride and self-seeking ways. Teach us to walk in humility, longing to serve as you served. May we find joy in lifting others up, in listening more than speaking, and in giving more than receiving. Help us to see greatness in surrender, not in being first, but in being faithful. Let our lives echo the words of Jesus: whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Empower us, Holy Spirit, to live this out in our homes, our church, and our communities. May humility be the fragrance we carry